Okay, let's go. I don't know if it's going to work or not. So this app recently had an update.
Yeah.
We're here on Siesta Beach, and everybody's heard me.
It's getting close to sunset.
It's getting close to sunset. The sharks are here. There's quicksand here.
The water is warm.
It's kind of windy, though, so you know what? I shouldn't have done it. It's probably going to kill. The wind is probably going to kill my mic. Maybe I should walk behind you. Oh, crap. Anyway, walk backward. Should I?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll walk
over. So here we are. Hey, this is... We're walking backward all the way through the Gulf of Mexico. I can't do that.
Yeah, do it.
You know, I can coordinate my...
I can do it.
Can you walk backward?
Yeah, look at this.
Maybe I should stand behind you and let you block the wind. Don't run into somebody's little kid. He's walking backward. Okay, you look dorky now. Turn around. Anyway, there's all these people walking by going, what is wrong with these blind people?
He's got a booty tail.
He's got... So here we are on Siesta Beach. Gosh, I wouldn't have been able to... Oh, crap, I shouldn't do this now. I'm sorry, the wind is going to just kill it. But I couldn't let this trip go by without at least getting one recording from Siesta Beach. And they say they fixed the DMs in this app. Haven't had a chance to check it out yet. Oh my God, it's windy. Maybe I can... I need a spaffle. What do they call it? A spaffle?
Oh,
windscreen? Yeah. What do they call windscreens?
What was that called?
I'm sorry for the wind. Y'all can just skip it if you want to. It's boring anyway, but... I love Siesta Key, even though it's kind of touristy and,
yeah,
you know.
This time of day, there's not as many people living running.
Yeah, it isn't as bad down here. We were here once before, and it was just packed. There were people sitting on the shore in their chairs and little kids digging and people fishing. And I don't know if they were really fishing.
Yeah.
But they were down here. God, that wind is horrible.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get behind you. Shelter from the storm. You like Bob Dylan? Should I sing?
Yeah, no.
No.
You can sing.
I won't. I'm behind on my... Hey. God, this is bad. Anyway.
We're headed to Siesta Village so we get some ice cream.
We're headed to Siesta Village to get some ice cream. Since you can't hear him, I'm just drenched. I can't do that. My phone's going to get wet if I don't come in here a little more. It's very windy.
Okay.
And, yeah, you know what? If we do this, we're going to walk out onto that sandbar again. Yep, I do. We're not inland. Keep your eyes open all you want. It won't do us any good. Anyway, it's a couple more days left here in South Florida, and we are on Siesta Key as usual, where we always tend to come and boo, where I boo from anyway. And I know it's boring, but it just didn't seem right.
We're going to take a break from playing cribbage.
Take a break from playing? Yes, because he got tired of me beating him all the time. I've been beating him this trip. Finally, the cribbage is a little bit more fair in terms of gameplay. I used to just be horrible and beat him maybe once or twice every trip, and this time it's been fairly evenly split.
Yeah.
So it's a little more challenging and a little more fun. You can get in the water if you want to more. I'm okay. I'm fine. I just don't want to... Beating my mentor. You know what that means, don't you? When you surpass your mentor...
You take his job.
Take his title. I keep waiting to step on a fish or a snake or... Yeah, like that. Hasn't happened yet. God, it's windy. We're just walking up this time, only about a mile or so, from the public beach up to Siesta Village, from the concessions at the public beach on Siesta Key up to the village. There's a new bus. We were going to go down to Turtle Beach, where Stephen King actually is reputed to have a mansion on Casey Key. What is it, the north end of Casey Key? The far north end. Maybe he's the last house on Casey Key.
Or south end.
Is that? Oh, okay, so Casey Key south of Siesta.
They run together now.
So.
Midnight Pass is silted in.
Yeah, okay, they run together because Midnight Pass is silted in, he said. So anybody who's read John D. McDonald knows about this. God, the water is nice and warm. See, that kid just stepped in the quicksand. Hear him? But, sadly, I'd love to just, you know, get lost on Stephen King's beach. Oh my God, this wind is bad. I'm sure it's just going to kill my mic, but it wouldn't be right to go home without getting something from Siesta Beach. I don't know why. How many times have I said that?
Because it's the most beautiful beach in the world.
It is a nice beach. Some people say it's overrated. They like, what's that beach that Ross likes better?
Santa Maria Island.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah.
Where Maurice and,
yeah,
what's her name went? Yeah, I think there are probably some real gems down here, but this beach is really clean. The sand is nice and white. The sun is setting now, and it's kind of windy today. No kidding. Windier than it usually is when we come down. Usually we come down more in the middle of the day, but it sure is nice. It's not so crowded.
Beautiful day to do laundry.
Beautiful day to do laundry. Till the rains come. It's nice. There's still quite a few people down here with their little kids on the beach, come down to watch the sunset, I'm sure. So I probably can't send this up. I'm sure it's too windy. I'm so sorry. Y'all can just skip it. This is the Gulf of Mexico here. For those of you who don't know me, we did this last year too. Hung out on this beach quite a bit. And many adventures here now. Is it four times? Well, we recorded more booze than that. Wait a minute, there's some people up here. So we're just walking in the water, following the shoreline up to the breakwater, and then we'll turn right and go through up into Siesta Village. And hey. Tide is out right now, so I'm a little concerned. We'll walk into our lagoon that we always seem to walk into every time. But
here on my
say what? What?
I'm just trying to see how far we have to get to.
Oh, I don't think we've even gone a half mile.
7/10 of a mile, yeah.
7/10 of a mile? See, I told you it wasn't even a half mile. And I guess that's it. I have 3 minutes remaining and all I've talked about is nothing. Nothing.
We're going out to a swanky place.
A swanky place? Tomorrow? God! We gotta wear a dinner jacket. Rick had to wear. We were looking for something that was the right color that would match everything. Wait, okay, here we go. Come inland a little bit, it's getting deeper. And we got an invite with a sweet little lady to a dinner. And it's gonna be a 7-course dinner, I guess. It's probably not the place to record audio booze from. Maybe I can sneak one in there. I'm sure it'll be boring. But, we had to, it's not black tie or anything. I think needs a dinner jacket, just swankier than what we're used to.
Gentlemen shall wear jackets.
Gentlemen shall wear jackets, yes. Ah, man. So I apologize for the wind. Anybody at all is listening, thanks. And I'm behind on my octavers again, but I will definitely catch up. I'm going to do them all. I leave this week back to California, so the things that don't go up before Tuesday obviously will go up after I return. But some great stuff out here to listen to, as always. And hopefully they fix the app. I think some of the app's quirks have been fixed, so I'm really happy to see that. All right. 1 minute and 22 seconds remaining. And against my better judgment, oh man, yeah, the tide's coming in. I'm going to close this out, quit boring you, can wake up now, and return to your regularly scheduled program. Do you have anything to say, Cribbage Icon?
No, I don't really have anything. It's nice having the tail neck.
Oh yeah.
I don't.
I'm sure they can't hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey. What's the deal? Okay, 45 seconds remaining. All right.
Okay. Long, everybody.
Bye-bye.